Hello. Now I'm recording, I think. Let me just see. Hello, I'm a lesbian. I'm a Madge. Drink a little coffee here while we listen to some death metal for Andy Melton's sake. By the way, the big news for today is that I have it on good authority that Brother Love wants to eat Andy Melton's ass out. Brolo, that is. Brolo. He performed at a concert last night in New York City, dedicated him to his song. He said the Sally Struthers of podcasting and special envoy to Bangladesh, Andy Melton. So congratulations on your new love affair, Andy. Micicle Marks, what do you think about Andy being the special envoy to Bangladesh during these food riots? You think that's a good idea? I do. Look at how great Windows is. See how it makes my second monitor completely blue? Isn't that useful? I really shouldn't. Now I'm scared. I shouldn't be on here. Oh, Tricycle Mark. That's not Bicycle Mark. Oh, God. Windows rocks. Oh, my God, and my switchy things aren't... Oh, yes, they are. My switchy thing. Vera, do you use... the Vista or the other thing? The XP? Let me guess, you have no clue. Yeah, oh, you know. Okay. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's been so long since I did it that I forgot. I probably don't have much energy in for the show. Vera is demented from living in California, says Sharon. Says Tampon and Sharon. Sharon, what's your excuse? Oh, no, now I need to. You can hear me double? Like, real big double? Did that just start? What? No double here. Well, Flesh Meat Doll may be a little retorted. Why are there all these unnamed used streamers on the program? Listen, if you're watching this program, please note my royalty, and you can call me, what was it? Malesbian. Not Malady, Malesbian. Okay? Because I'm British. Fuck you. Listen. Oh, you're not secret. You're just Cheryl. By the way, Cheryl did a new program. New program from Cheryl. New program. Can you see? By the way, I have Skype on, and I'm going to start a new... I'm going to start a Skype conversation, a Skype cast, right now. Now, fortunately... Jesus Christ, Cheryl is insane. No, I don't want anything in the mail, Cheryl. God, she's fucking nuts. Bitches be getting high. Hold on. You want anything in the mail? It's a very funny show. I'm tempted to play it, but then nobody will listen to it since they'll hear it on my show. Whorehole.org is that dumb things show. Let's see. Create a Skype cax. Let's see. Sorry, just wait a minute. You can play the phone call. Okay. It says I need to download the latest version of Skype, but I already did. So now what do I fucking do? I pressed create a Skype cast. God. Skype version 3.2 or later needed. How do I do it? About Skype, version 3.6. Last time I checked, 3.6 is higher than 3.2. So what do I do now? Hello? Somebody help me. Can somebody make a Skype cast? Or no, I guess I have to do it or it won't work, right? On now, create a Skype cast. Your Skype casts. Directly from Skype. Okay, here's my... Who it belonged to? You know what? I'm not even logged in correctly. I'm sorry, peoples. Hold on to my Skype. Oh, Jesus. I have three vaginas. Well, okay, just one. Tools. How do you work this Skype? How do you work this? Do more, it says. Oh, I can play backgammon. That's what I use internet telephony for, to play fucking backgammons. I'm trying to turn my head this way because I'm so ugly in the profile. Recent chats, call, account. How do I change fucking accounts? Personalize, change online. God, is this a pain in the BA? How do I switch accounts? This is not like my Macintosh. I have to be like Vera. I must fear new different things because I'm Vera. Vera, whatever her last name is. Charles Ray. Okay. How do I change who I am? View your account. Why is this shit all so fucking different? Madge Weinstein. And him and him and a ding dong do. Christ on a six. Six. God, I love Battlestar Galactica, by the way. And the Tudors is back again. Uh-oh, I don't hear nothing. The Tudors is a great Grom. I love the Turd Horse with Anne Boleyn and everything. She's going to get killed soon. She's going to get her head chopped off. Hello? Oh, I heard my neighbors. Ugh. That's not racist. Cheryl didn't appreciate it, but I was driving. Yesterday I had to drive somewhere for an hour in the Zip car. And I was, here in Chicago, they have schools, but no school buses, so all the kids take public schools. So I was surrounded by zillions of teenagers and all these buses. I like to call them buses. Cheryl has other words for them that are rude. You want anything in the mail? We'll get there. All right, now, Skype cask. Oh, God, this fucking Vista with this weird-ass arrow shit. Don't they have something where you can switch windows easier than having to go through each fucking one? Andy. Tech support Andy. Whose vagina it belonged to? Oh, you did not just say moral relativism. What the hell does that mean? I'm the Queen Latifah. I only flavored... Whatever. Moral relativism. Is that like get fucked? Is that moral relativism? Get fucked, Vera. Is that moral relativism? Go fuck yourself sideways. How about that? Is that it? A sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a drag queen. Or as Vera says, a manwich is a mortgage. It's better. I like that. Too bad I have to give Vera credit for that. A sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a mortgage. Hola, amigo, as recibo una tarjeta, amigo, escargio una tarjeta de nuestro sitio espelamente. Okay, who are all these people that want to follow me? Oh my God, how did I forget this? Okay, I have a very special thing here. Norm Augustinus has sent me some very special and personal... terminally unique communiques just for Yeast Radio, Norm Augustinus. This is going to make all of us very happy, even those of us who are incapable of being happy because you were having an existential angst. Okay, let's see. My Skype cast. How do I make one, you goddamn bit? Oh, I just saw the sign. Hold on. Hold down, you fucking whores. So the good news is I don't have to chair that Tuesday Weight Watchers meeting because I canceled it because nobody was showing up and I wasn't having it. So we don't have to rush today. Yeast Radio. Madge Weinstein. Daily Radio Show. This is the live call in line testing. How it works. Let Skype in. Okay, that makes no sense, but I don't. Oh, goddamn whore, fuck! I pressed the goddamn back button by mistake. God, that's the problem with these fucking mouses when they have clickies everywhere. Yeast. Madge. Weinstein's. God fucking damn it. Yeast Radio. Live call in for Yeast Radio, big Time Real Radio Show. I don't want them to think it's a podcast show. For real. For real. That's good. Okay. It's not like one of those terrible podcasts. Let me be sure not to click start now. Keywords, lesbian, radio, GLBT, gay, queer, what else? Fat. Tags, people, tags. Tags, people. I need some tags. No, come on. For real. Things that people would search for. Ugly, okay. Politics. What else? Chicago. Some people think I'm a drag queen, so I'll put drag queens. Camp. Ugly. We said ugly. Humor. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. For a picture, I can add my own picture, so I'm going to pick the yeast, radio, logo. Let's see. But I'm on this fucking other computer, so it's hard. Hort. Let's see. Why am I in a better mood today? Maybe it's because I ate the breakfast. Okay, so what am I looking for again? Oh, yeah. C drive. No, not the C drive, because now I'm on the other computer. Let's see, it's on Mac Pro. Mac Pro is the name of my hard drive. Mac Pro. Uh-oh, it's farting. Oh, no, there. Users. Lesbian face. What am I looking for? Oh, yeah, that. Let's see. We don't want to play that. That would be very bad. Yeast Radio artwork. Sorry for this, not really. I need my artwork. Yeast Radio. That looks good. The Dame Fagelhorn diversion. Mostly. Okay, and then the http://yeastradio.com. This is going to be so fun, lesbians. Why didn't it show the fuck up? Browse the pictures. I pressed add my own. Where the Christ fucking is it? Jesus Christ, replaced there. Now I... God damn it. Replacing this image will not affect other Skype casts. What the fuck does that mean? That's the one I won't. You're the one that I won't. Bloodaloo-doot. Boot, hoot, hoot. Honey. Art and music. The Skype cast-related URL you have entered cannot be used. This will display a link on your Skype cast page to your website. HTTP. Yeast Radio. What's wrong with that link? Okay, Ustream. What is it? Ustream.tv/channel/Yeast Radio. How about that? Is that better? Don't give me no red. Says it again. The Skypecast URL. Oh, my bloody cunt farting fuck. Oh, I farted too. My pictures. Oh, there it is. Now, please, people, why isn't it working? This will Skype a link on your Skypecast page to your website. Why won't it accept it? Anyone? Try putting the W's. You can't be serious. I have to put W's in for these morons? That can't be. Who said that? Some nameless person with 91336s. If that works, I'm going to kill myself. Nope, still don't work. Any other suggestions? Penis gallery? Let's try the Yeast Radio one. You know what? I'll just try it without the HTTP. Yeast Radio, although it says to use the HTTP. Fuck you. You know what? I'll just take out the website then. Fuck you. So you don't get a website. The tag field contains words which may be considered offensive. Oh, for God's sake. Excuse me? What feels... Hold on a second. This may be a cause for a revolt. Which, please rephrase the tags below. Okay, now tell me which one of these are offensive. This is like a puzzle. Lesbian, Radio, GLBT, Gay, Queer, Fat, Ugly, Politics, Chicago, Drag Queen, Camp, and Humor. Which one do you think is the queer? That is such bullshit. God. These Estonians, they don't know. Ugly. Drag. Nope. Still says it. Ugly. Let's take out ugly. This is going to be documented. Okay. This is going to be documented, and I'm going to make a big stink out of this because this is bullshit. So now it still says there's offensive words. Lesbian, Radio, GLBT, Gay, Fat, Politics, Chicago, Drag Queen, Camp, and Humor. Fat. These cannot be offensive. It still says offensive words. Gay? No, let's say there's nothing in here that's even remotely offensive. Okay, I'm going to copy and paste these. Let's see if you can do that in fucking Windows. This is ridiculous. There is nothing offensive about those words. You know what this is? This is like... I can't get a screenshot with the whole thing, Andy. I don't know how to do that in Windows anyway. How do I do a screenshot in Windows? Seriously. Tell me, you fucking patronizing fuck! There is no print screen button on my computer. Let me download screenshot pilot, right, Scoble, but next to scroll lock. I don't got no scroll lock button either. I've got delete, end, page down, page up, home, and help. Is it one of those? Upper right side. Shut up, Vera! It's above those. No. Well, I guess you can't do it. There's no alternative key sequence. System request. Now, do you really think there's a system request button on a Mac when there's never been any need for that stupid button on any fucking PC keyboard? Okay, in relation to the page up key, where is it? Yes, it's Vista. But it's on a Mac, so don't got no weird ass shit. I don't care if you're from Ireland, not PC. I'm trying to fix my computer. It's not virtual. It's running on boot camp. No key for that. All right, well, tough shit. I have no proof. Maybe it will... Will this goddamn print thing let me do a PDF like it does on a Mac? Can I print to a PDF file? Oh, this is really shit. No, they took them 5 years to make fucking Vista, and they can't make it so you can print to a fucking PDF? Yeah, if I only had a PC. Wow, look at all the things they could do. I am not going to aim the camera at the screen. Why? So I can dislodge the firewire and then the whole thing fucking goes down? God, I hate you all. No. I have witnesses. All you have to do, you can it's not like you can't reconstruct the error. This is such bullshit. Output file name, cunt. What else would it be? And it's not even going to give me a PDF. How come Windows, after 7 years of developing Vista, I don't know, I'm an Indian or whatever, I'm a Vista, still can't do something as simple as print to a PDF? That's fucking retarded. All right, next. What is offensive? Lesbian? Okay, I'm going to just keep taking out words. Nope. Still not working. I'll take you out. Drag queen. Nope. So now these are the words I have left. It's time to drink cum and green tea. Cheryl, will you stop it? You are disgusting. Radio. What's wrong with honey? Radio, GLBT, gay, politics, Chicago, camp, humor. Which one do you think? This is like some fucking gay-ass game, like Homophobia the Game Show. Gay. Okay, we'll take out gay. Do-do-do-do-do-do, get fucked. Aha! Gay is an offensive word. My God. Meanwhile, I have no tags, so nobody's going to find it. Okay, so I'm listed now. Now, how do I do... Now, if you're on a PC, I think you can see my Skypecast and join in. So let's go ahead and try it, shall we? I don't see it on the fucking list. Live public conversations. Why isn't it on there? Why isn't it on the list? How do you join it? All I see are all these ching-chong things in Arabic. What is this, some fucking Al-Qaeda thing? Those are the featured Skype casts. Oh my God, this is such a pile of shit. On now. I'm pressing it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Could somebody please just kill myself? Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ. There's something with a penis, though. That looks better than mine. Looking for a bi boy or a gay man. Info available on my Skype profile. Now, his tags are bisex, contact man, gay sex boy, sweet play man. Now, how the fuck do those get through? But I can't type gay. Okay. You can't join it unless... This is so sucky. I'm so glad Skype bought eBay. I mean, it's like then I click on it to join it. It says I don't have the latest version of Skype. What a pile of crap. Look at this. This is Idi Amin or something. Idi Amin. I'm pressing join Skypecast. Okay, you can't. Let's see. My only hope now is to find a phone number I can call these wretched people. Where is a contact? About us. Contact us. Okay. Hello, I'm trying to contact you. This is a terrible program. I'm going to have to go to my topics. Hi there. We really like to hear what users, journalists, and oh, get fucked. I want to call you, you fucking motherfuckers. Executive team. Oh, they're all fucking Slavics. Josh Silverman, CEO. Stefan Olberg. She's Green. The CFO is named Laura She's Green. General Manager, e-commerce. Core Technology, Ott Kauker. Let's see. Let's just call Josh Silverman, the president. Surely his Skype account is on here, right? Hello, Josh. I'm practicing. Hello, Josh. Download high-res photo. Oh, you've got to be kidding. You've got to be fucking kidding me. They don't even give you their Skype. They don't even give you their Skype address. Contact us. Oh, it's an endless loop. How do I contact? Oh, I can download his fucking picture in high resolution, even though he's ugly. Oh my God. What about Laura? She's Green. Maybe she has a Skyped. Oh, blah, blah, blah. God, is she ugly? Ugh. Go to about.skype.com/executive team. You can see these ugly motherfuckers. She is ugly, not green. It should be Laura, she's ugly. Right? Oh, I can call Cheryl. She's almost just as ugly. Speaking of, search for Cheryl. I can't work this shit, this goddamn Vista shit. Shut up, I know. Where's the... It's not showing me my call phones. Oh, these N-word things. This thing is making me so racist. Cheryl, where's your fucking phone number? Can you IM me your phone number right now on the street? IM so that the other people don't see it. Please. Oh, my God. Why doesn't it have my phone list like the other program? What a disaster. Cheryl, can you join the conference? The live conference. This is such crap, this Skype. How come it works for Oprah? Because she is black. Sure. Cheryl, come on. Yeah, she does her weekly show on Oprah with those cheesy morons. With those idiots with the secret. Oprah's retarded. Me. So, no, see. Okay, thank you, Errol Che. Plus one, followed by the phone. Oh, God, it's fucking retarded, this bullshit. I can't do anything on this. No, see, Vera, this is the thing. It's whatever you're used to. You know what I mean, Vera? So this is how you sound when you're on a fucking Mac. It's just what you're fucking used to, you dumb bitch. My recording. Do you hear that boop, 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 audience? Do you hear the ringing audience? Thank you.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Grand Central will try to reach the subscriber.
Hi, my name is Big Fat Ugly Dyke with Cunt Stench. What the fuck was that? God damn it, Cheryl. What the fuck are you doing to me? Hello? Cheryl, what the fuck number was that, you dumb bitch? Grand Central.
Hello.
Cheryl, what the fuck was that fucking bitch asking me to state my name for Grand Central Station? Eggman.
I'm trying the new technology. It's cool. The Grand Central, and it's very wonderful.
What is it then? Is it better than Skype?
You get a phone number, and you can give it to people, and then if you, you know, gotta get out of town to face a lawsuit because you're the president of Dick, you still want the same number, but you can reroute it to your new cell phone so that you're not gonna escape the authorities.
But did it, it asked me my name, but then it didn't let me finish. Did it tell you my name went?
It ain't my phone.
It's supposed to.
It said, call from Magma.
No, it was Big Fat Harry Dyke with Cunt Stench.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying. So anyways, and it has the visual voicemail, kind of like the iPhone. It's real cool. It's real nice. Real nice. I like it.
What do you know about Laura She's Green?
About whom?
Laura She's Green. She's the CFO of Skype. I say she's ugly. It says she's a passionate skier. How the fuck are you supposed to... You know, this is Skype, and you have a contact page, yet you can't even fucking Skype any of them. Cheryl, what in the Christ is that?
And, what the fuck? How is there a lady...
Excuse me, will you stop saying racist things about buses? I'm sick of it.
How is there a ladybug in my apartment when I've never had my windows open?
Well, you ain't no lady, that's for sure.
I hate those ladybugs. They're disgusting.
Why don't you just sing My Fair Lady to it? The musical? They love that.
Okay.
My Fair Lady. London Bridges lapsing down, lapsing down, lapsing
down. Lapsing down, lapsing down. Leops.
Wait, should I play your call?
Yes.
I love the part where you... Okay, so Cheryl called the Hover Round Corporation. I'm going to play it for you now. It's so funny. But I'm not going to play the whole thing so that you can still have a reason to go to this god-awful website. Her new redesigned...
What?
Ain't nothing...
You don't want anything in the mail.
Hold on. Shut up. I'm finding it now.
Episode 16.
We're so famous for my listeners. Oh, well, darling, check out my new website. Isn't it way too good?
Quality assurance. If you know your extension, you may dial it at any time. For our company directory, Please press 1.
Please hold while I try that extension.
At half around what?
Around. This is Judith. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Judith. I'm calling for more information about the Hover Round.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
We'll directly
to you.
Unnecessary
Thank you for calling Hover Round. This is Peggy, patient advocate. How may I help you?
Hi, Peggy. I'm calling for more information about your devices.
Okay. Have you talked to us before at all?
Nope.
Okay. All right. What I'm going to do is gather some information, and then I'm going to mail you out some information in the mail. And I'll also answer some questions for you, too, if you have any. Okay?
I don't really want to get any mail. Is that okay?
You don't want anything in the mail?
No, I get too much already.
Okay. Well, how can I assist you? What would you like to know?
Well, I just want to know, I mean, basically, what is the difference between this and a normal wheelchair?
Okay, a normal wheelchair, you have to push by your hands. You know, you have to propel it yourself.
Okay.
A power wheelchair goes by batteries. And you have a little controller on the armrest that you control, you know, the chair with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to use any physical force to make it go.
Okay.
They turn on a dime. They work very well inside the home and outside the home.
What if you want some in the mail?
Now, I saw that there are a number of different options to choose from. And I'm wondering, like, what is the main difference between them? Like, do they carry more weight, or...?
Yeah, there's several different chairs, and they go by your weight.
Okay.
We have chairs that go, you know, for people up to 500 pounds.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Because I actually have a friend. I mean, I think I might need one myself, but I have a friend that, you know, he's about 350 pounds, and he's a very nice man, but I don't think he can get around as well anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it work for, like, how much do these cost?
Usually people use their insurance to pay for them because they are a little expensive.
Okay.
If you have Medicare, the secondary insurance, usually the whole thing is taken care of for you. Your doctor does have to be in agreement that you do need to have a power wheelchair.
You are medically obese.
Okay. Now,
so you would have to discuss this with a doctor.
Okay. And I know that my friend Andy does not have insurance. So how much does it cost, I mean, for a chair that he would need? How much would it maybe cost?
Yeah, it would depend on what he needs on the chair. They range anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000.
Okay. All right, well, I'll maybe have to have a donation drive for him. Okay.
She laughed.
Well,
he doesn't have Medicare or Medicaid or anything like that?
No, because I don't think that, I mean, he's pretty young. He's not to the point of disability yet. I mean, maybe I'll tell him he got to eat some more to get some disability. I don't know. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I mean, I'm still a young woman, but I'm 25. So, let's see.
Well,
I don't know, like, what else
age?
Would I need to know? What would I have to talk to my doctor about?
Well, you basically, you know, he'd be in agreement you do need a power wheelchair. You know, most people have upper and lower body weaknesses. You know, they can't push themselves around in a manual wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
They have breathing problems. They have, you know, amputations and, you know, things like that. A lot of problems with arthritis, heart attack.
Prolapse. Is that,
yeah.
Does that count as a medical issue?
She said, yeah.
You know, basically your doctor is the one that would make the decision.
I gotta back up, because I think she said yeah.
Okay, maybe my prolapse.
Hold on, I think she said yeah about prolapse. I gotta hear this.
Is that?
Yeah.
Does that
count? Oh, that was it. Hold on.
You know, things like that, a lot of problems with arthritis, heart attacks.
Prolapse. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that count as a medical issue?
Yeah. Well, you know, basically your doctor is the one that would make the decision, yeah.
Okay, so maybe, okay, maybe my prolapse will count. Okay, and I don't know, is there, you know, wow, I just don't know if there's anything else I need to, you know
it's
about.
It's 24 and a half inches wide, so they go through most doorways.
Okay. Do they not go upstairs?
No, they do not go upstairs.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And the Medicaid will pay for all the visitors.
Medicare and Medicaid, it depends on if you have a combination together, yes. We do have contracts with Medicaid in some states, but not all states.
Okay.
Where are you calling from? What state?
From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? I think we do have coverage with Medicaid in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yes,
she said Wisconsin. Did you hear that?
Very.
Did you hear that? She said Wisconsin. Let's go back. No, she talks the same way. I think she's probably tan. Hold on. Let's listen again.
State.
From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I think we do have coverage with Medicaid in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Andy, do you want something in the mail?
Oh, I'm excited. Well, I'm going to talk to my doctor and see if my prolapse counts as a disability. I mean, it does make it hard for me to get around sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Should I just call back, or what do I need to do?
Yeah, if your doctor is in agreement, you know, give us a call back. We'd have to gather some information from you, your insurance information, so we can get everything together to fax over to the doctor for him to fill out.
Okay, and for my friend, what kind of information can I get him?
Basically, he'd have to do the same thing you do. We'd have to find out what type of insurance he has, you know.
Okay. Well,
and the doctor would have to be in agreement.
Okay. Can he just go to, he doesn't have very much insurance, if any. Can he just go to a free clinic, and it doesn't matter who the doctor is that says it's medically necessary?
Any doctor other than a chiropractor, a psychiatrist, or a podiatrist.
Okay, good. Okay, well, I'll work on that and, make you some more sales.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day now.
You too,
honey.
Bye-bye.
You don't want anything in the mail? You don't want anything in the mail?
That was a lot of fun, Cheryl. I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
So did you find out if prolapse is covered?
No, I haven't been back to the doctor, but in another life, I had a job as a nurse's assistant, and she didn't say that it's an authorized person to determine that it's medically necessary, so I might go that route.
Cheryl, what was I going to say?
Authorized and paid for by Cheryl Markowski.
Listen, I had another idea about Andy Mountain. Have you heard about all these food shortages in Bangladesh? People are rioting. So the U.S. we're going to give them like $200 million in food aid. You know, I was thinking, will you stop stealing my thunder? I was thinking we would make Andy Melton a special envoy to Bangladesh. He can deliver the food. I think that would be good.
Why don't we just kill him, and that would feed about, you know, the whole country times three.
Oh, and did you hear me tell you about the good news for Andy? Brolo. Do you know who Brolo is? Brother Love. He wants to eat out Andy's ass.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He must be in a deep depression.
He do. What else did I write in my notes? Whores everywhere. Are you a dirty whore?
I thought you had some story from yesterday.
I did. Well, did I ever tell the story about the lady in the store? I don't remember yesterday. But the lady in the store at the Chinese, the Indian store downstairs, how she saw me buying those things. Did I tell you? I know I told you offline. Did I tell it on the show about the tofutti, the old lady that had a prune face? Audience, did I tell the prune-faced tofutti story or not? I'm telling anyone. It's not like anybody can get through the whole show anyway. My obese friends went to India and kids kept touching their stomachs. Wow. That's awesome. Well, they like cows in India. They're sacred. So they probably like Andy. Okay, so I was at the store, right? I have a stew downstairs, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating? Seattle Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots?
The weight.
So I was masturbating my vagina. No, just actually I was. I do. I had a clit rub in coming out. So I was
Jackrabbit.
I had the jackrabbit on. And it go all the way back, you know. So I was in the store, and I go back to get, you know, I was wanting to binge, so I go to get Tofutti Cuties, which are the tofu little ice cream sandwiches that are so cute. And I love them. So I thought, you know, I'm not going to binge on a Haagen-Dazs. I'm going to get the Tofutti Cuties. So I go to the store, and I see there's a new kind, chocolate mint chip Tofutti Cuties. I said, well, my goodness. It sounds kind of, what? Oh. It sounds kind of cute, you know, and like kind of bad, but I thought, you know, I can't miss out on this opportunity to try something new.
I need the whole box in one sitting.
Well, no, I didn't even get there yet. We're not there. Be patient. Eat your carrots, Sybil. So I go to the cashier, and there's this prune face there. And you know how some old ladies, there's old ladies that are just old. Then there's old ladies that are really old and can barely walk. And then there's prunella peas. And prune ladies. And these prune ladies are like, they're like old, but to the point where like they're backwards. I don't know if I can describe it, but it's like they're so old and flat, and they're like poached old ladies, right? Poached old ladies, like they have this cunt on their face. Cheryl, you know how on your whorehole.org site your legs are spread and you see that brown, nasty, tan vagina? You know? Well, this prune face, her face looked like that. It's just like... And she's standing there like... At the cash register, you know, they always... The old ladies will stay there all day if nobody else is in line. Because they just can...
pay with a check.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Always pay with a check. Always pay with a check. And want change, even though it specifically says you can't get it. So, Penelope, who be judging me in the check room? Andy pays with a check. Congratulations, you're an old Prunella. Okay, so Penelope is there, and she's talking to the cashier, who's an Indian, and he's like, she's like, nah, nah, nah. That's all I hear. I don't hear words. I hear that. And I'm like, oh, great. Old lady time. It's going to be slow. I'm going to get an embolism. Pothole. What?
Raffles.
I thought you said pothole. And so I get up there, and she's talking to the guy, and she looks at my singular item that I am purchasing. She looks at the Tofutti Cuties with chips. Then she looks at the cashier, and she goes, what's that? And he goes, oh, they are Tofutti Cuties. It's an ice cream but with tofu. I can't do these fucking things. It's like an ice cream with a tofu. Now I'm a black Indian. It's like an ice cream with a tofu. Ching chong. And she goes, wow, what's the point of that? What fun is ice cream without the cream? That's the best part. And I go to her. I said, oh, no. No, you don't understand. It's really good, and it doesn't make you fart like ice cream. And she looked at me. She finally looked directly at me, because the whole time she's talking at me through Chris, the grocery. I love that Indian people are named Chris. It makes sense. So Chris says, and so she looks at me, and she was actually, you know how old ladies are always dominating the world, especially when they're Jewish? I know that's unfamiliar. So she looks at me like she was actually stunned in an old lady kind of way, like her prune face actually is like her vagina queefed, if her vagina is a face. She's sticking to that analogy. She's like, then she looks back at Chris, and she says, has he eaten them before? And I'm like, hello, I'm not a man. But anyway, I didn't say that because she's already old. She says, has he had that? Has he eaten them before? He goes, Chris goes, oh, yes, he eats them all the time. And then she just made the Marge Simpson noises and looked away.
Wow.
Was it worth it?
You should remember that story and share it on your program. Oh, you just did.
Right. Do you know how many weeks I've stored that story up and I keep forgetting to tell it?
I thought you said you had another story yesterday to tell on your show, Grim.
What was it, though? Should I look at the chat room transcript? Yeah?
What chat room?
It was on AIDSium, I think. Oh, yeah, fuck you, yeah. Sharon. Like, I'm organized. Yes. Saying fart to a Prunella. I think it is funny. She was so shocked. Because that's like a real dirty word to old people. Because all they do is fart. Oh, you want me to turn on co-host? Why? Why is nobody coming into my beautiful Skype room? My Skype chat that nobody can... No wonder nobody uses that shit except fucking Oprah. Who can figure this shit out? Am I right? Cheryl, if I turn on co-host, will you be a co-host? Launch co-host. Invite viewers. Okay, it's on. Oh, he's going to turn his camera on. Andy's going to come on and give you a piece of his minds. Yeah, but dude, 2008, it doesn't work because I'm on Vista. It's fucked up. Cheryl, oh, I'm looking at my transcript, right? But you're... What's wrong, Cheryl? Good Lord. What's going on with you? Did you get the cancer back? Have you been to the doctor?
No.
You want anything in the mail?
You want anything in the mail?
Oh, the last thing in our conversation from last night. I want something in the mail. I'm going to close and go to... I want something in the mail. Do it yourself. I want something in the mail. Did you send me something from Hoveround in the mail? Well, this really... Okay. Andy's box. Going through this trim. Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. I don't want anything in the mail again. Skitch.com. Oh, never mind. Patient Advocate, Piggy, Rilch. Turd. So I had Turd phone it in. Grand Canyon. Hover around. I'm not going in circles. This is actually the transcript. Little Debbie Snacks. Oh, yeah. So this isn't part of the story, but this is part of the Andy in Bangladesh is the special envoy. So picture this. Andy goes to Bangladesh in his hover around delivering food, but he's just giving out Little Debbie snacks to all those starving, rioting people. I think that'll be good, huh? And then he can get his ass ate by brother by Brolo, who's doing singing on the tour. Let's see.
He's one of the most amazing singers I've ever heard.
Brolo? Oh, I think he's terrible, really?
Oh, oops, oh.
Hover around.
Trying to be nice.
Denver Post.
Is he?
Oh, there was some kid that drowned in a septic tank, and you got all excited about it.
No, what did you say? You're like, this is the happiest news ever.
That's what you said. What are you talking about?
No.
You were talking about Matt Blender and why he's so pathetic.
What? No.
Panty sharding, mental illness. I'm still looking it up. We had a long conversation. Cheryl is going to do a new character in blackface and call it N-word Mary. That's not nice.
What? That was you.
Wrong. Always put your junk on me. Oh, the AIDS, syphilis, and cards. There's a certain podcast who left 2,000 cards at the Gay and Lesbian Community Center pushing some boring-ass podcast that nobody listens to.
No.
Okay. Was that the story? Next to the AIDS, syphilis, and MRSA warnings? Let's see. Racism. Racist. I'm just passing all the racist things you kept saying. Pear-shaped. You were saying somebody's pear-shaped. I didn't see no story. Tracy Ullman's good, but she... Tracy Ullman's good, but she ain't no Kelly... That's it, Cheryl. Cheryl, I think that story I was going to tell is the one I told. I think it was just the Prunellope. You want to hear about the boy who drowned in the septic tank?
Hello?
All right.
Good. You wrote good news with 5 exclamation points after it before you sent me the story.
No, that was you, fucking bitch. I'm gonna paste it.
You can't put this on me. Don't put this on me. Oh wait, let me play it on the Oh no, I can't because I'm on this fucking PC. I don't know how to do text to speech. How do I do text to speech on this Christ fuck?
I don't want you to expose my IM name though.
Dumb bitch, cunt, whore. How do I do this? I'm not exposing anything. I'm posting the article, not you. You dumb hoe. How about baby? How many syllables does whores have? Okay. Let's see. Oh, I can do it here on this computer, and we'll just turn up the volume. Hello? And I got to turn off my Skype thing. Hold on. Don't read it, people. Let the computer read it for you. So shut up, everyone. Shut up, I said. Why is my level up so high? Toddler drowns in septic tank. Are you listening, Cheryl? I don't hear nothing.
Toddler drowns in septic tank by the Associated Press article last updated 4/14/2008 1:02 and 30 seconds p.m. MDT. Montrose, a 2-year-old boy is dead after authorities say he fell into a septic tank in rural Montrose County. Sheriff Rick Dunlap says the boy was discovered missing at about 7 p.m. Sunday. Family members and neighbors looked for him for about an hour without success and informed authorities the boy was missing. As emergency crews responded, the boy was found in water and was unresponsive. Searchers and sheriff's deputies performed CPR on the boy, who was then transported to a hospital. The child was pronounced dead a short time later. Dunlap says it's unclear why or how the lid to the tank was removed.
Mama did it, probably. He probably... What do you think the reason was? I didn't know
septic... Probably had murder.
I never seen a septic tank. I always thought they were just hidden underground, and the only way you could get to them was by... Oh, my God, can you imagine the CPR? That probably all this duty came
like
in.
A septic tank.
How do you know? You never seen her. Him, her, it. Okay, Andy. Oh, I'm sorry.
The point is just in this.
Hold on. Andy's coming in. He's coming in.
You do not bury.
Look, I see it. Hold on, Andy. Let me get volume. Hold on.
When you eat.
Why don't I hear audio, Andy? I'm pressing your audio and it's not... Oh, push on air. I got to push on air. Okay, talk, Andy. I think I hear you now. Can you hear me then?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you then. Can you scream at me with your face? Look at the camera and yell at me, please. I've never seen you yell.
He's so fat.
I can't yell.
She called you fat. Yell at her. Andy, what do you think about the idea of you being the special envoy?
I'll just stare.
And Andy, what do you think about being the special envoy to Bangladesh and delivering Little Debbie snacks while sitting in a hover round? You want anything in the mail?
What does envoy mean?
Envoy is like an ambassador.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Can Brolo go with me?
Your hair looks
yeah,
so clean.
Brolo. Andy, can you pretend you're doing it now? Like, scoot back a little so we can see how you would give it out. Pretend you're giving out your Little Debbies to the poor people.
Ew.
Play reacting.
Oh.
Here you go, little child. Here you go. 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 Here you go.
I like the headphones. Andy, your
aren't you afraid that they would maul you, though? I mean, these kids are going to just attack you and eat your flesh.
What does his hair smell like? Come on. It looks
so slimy. Adorable face for Fanny. I like it, though. He's very sweet. Fat people have to be sweet, or else who's going to be friends with them? You know?
Cheryl, I had so many important issues I wanted to talk about. I didn't get it to any of them. What the hell is that? Is that your house? Is that where you live? Or is that your toilet? Oh, Andy, please don't tell me that's where you have to walk to get to go to the bathroom. Hello?
Can you imagine that ass on your rim? On your rim chair?
If his bathroom were there, there's no way he would be as fat as he is. Hello? I think he's on strike, Cheryl. He's probably masturbating about us. Oof.
That would family and just accents his face.
It looks like a jigsaw puzzle, don't it? Who's constipated? I'm crowning. So I have news items other than there are things more important than the child that drowned. I have to keep out of Andy's way. In case he comes
like
back.
The fact that I've been signed by a record label.
Have you? Congratulations. What's the name of the label? Ugly People? Ugly Whore Records? We feel sorry for you twice.
I've signed an NDA so I cannot disclose that information.
Wait, we got 10 comments all of a sudden.
But they do know that my contract includes a very special service that's very secret. I don't know if I can tell you about it.
Oh, what is that?
Kind of exciting, actually. It's going to really boost my rankings and get me real popular, maybe some advertisers.
What was it?
Well, basically, it mirrors this. it's this technique. Now, what they do is they post my showgrams on a bunch of websites like, you know what this pop-up
Shiteaters.com, period, bloodeaters.net?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear
what
that?
What was that?
It was Windows going cuckoo. That was the end of my Vista. It's still working, though. What? What?
Well, my point is just this. When you eat more, and you don't burn the fat. No, what I was going to say is that basically
you're going to lose some of the weight.
You'll get these pop-ups, and they just take over your computer, and they always go, porn, pussy. So one of those pop-ups, or maybe two of them, will be Cheryl Murkowski's program.
So yeah, but you know you have to pay for that. That costs thousands of dollars to do that.
You'll download the MP3.
DVD?
To their computer. That's boosting my rankings and download stats, thus also reinforcing why an advertiser should put their name on my DVD, and thus reinforcing this cycle. Kind of like my clitoris. It's got a cycle. It shades off the skin on the inside by itself. It's very complicated.
Shut up.
So that's part of my...
I'm trying to do a group scat call.
Disclose this stuff. It's in my NDA.
It's very good, Cheryl, but I'm trying to set up a group call. Is it working? Is anyone there? Oh, that's great. I'm trying to set up a group call. I don't know how this works on this fucking thing. How does it work? How do I work this phone call on the Skype? Here. Hold on. Okay. So I want to add people to this conversation. Now, let's see. Invite to conference. Auntie Vera, invite to conference. And this person, invite to conference. I don't know. If anyone's there, please answer. I don't know if this works. What's all that? Do you hear that, Cheryl? I don't understand.
Hi, you have reached Andy Melton. Oh. Unavailable to take his call.
I was calling Vera, too, but she's not answering. Hello?
You want in on this pop-up idea?
Yeah, I want in on it. But doesn't it cost money to buy other people's traffic? I've heard about this before.
No. It's part of my contract. I don't have to worry about that. They do everything for me. It's like a mini talk show.
Excuse me?
What? I'm not supposed to tell you.
Oh.
They fired all those employees so that they could hire me.
To do what?
To put out my album and a DVD to accompany it. It's a platinum. I'm already. Hasn't even been released. Thanks to Pirate Bay. That is your work.
Cheryl, you're not making a whole lot of sense to me. Oh my God, we've been recording on Andy's voicemail this whole time. Let's call Wanda Wisdom. Is she online? Let's call everyone on Earth. Oh no, we're having. Who cares? Let's see.
Well, you can always call her cell phone. I think what? She's at a coffee shop today. Quote working.
Quote working.
She's like, giving head in the bathroom at the Wild Roast in Minneapolis.
Giving or getting? All right. Both. If anybody wants to be on this program, I want to see how many people we can get in on this check. So will you? Am I supposed to answer this? I don't get it. It says ringing. I want to see how many people I can do on a Vista check. Hello? Add callers. You know what? I'm just going to try adding everyone in my phone book. Who's Andrew Taylor? Should we add him anyway, even though we don't know who he is? Yes. Should we add Deirdre? No, she's nice. She stays with me. I stayed with her once in Italy. She lives in Italy. Full-time consequences. That's a Skype. JT, will I add her? Let's see. Ken Purcell, will I add her? Logic, will I add her, even though I don't know who that is. Marty Abernathy, of course, because she never answers. Mark Anderson. I don't know who any of these people are. Oh, Auntie Vera's calling. Hello?
Right.
Hello, Vera?
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Are you there? Are you there too, Cheryl? God damn it, what the hell happened? Hold on.
I think I fucked up because I called you.
Hold on. Damn it. Let me get the conference working. This is such ass. Invite to conference. Hello? Cheryl? It says connecting. Damn it. Let's see. I gotta call her back. Now I lost the fucking phone number. Jesus Christ. Oh no, I'm gonna die. How did your manwich go?
Oh, I have so much to say about that.
You wanna say it now?
Well, did you wanna get Cheryl?
I do, if I can. Hang on. Let's see. It's just this. Okay, add callers. Or enter phone number. Plus one, and then that's.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, Andy's still there.
Yeah.
Being big.
You're okay. So cute, Andy.
You're such a full of shit.
Oh, can you hear me?
He's adorable.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Vera.
I'm Matt.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Grand Central will try to reach the subscriber.
Grand Central. N-word Ferguson.
God. God, man.
What?
What you said.
I didn't say nothing. I'm calling everyone on my Skype that's great.
Hello, this is N-word. You trying to say your name is Nigga Ferguson?
Oh dear,
that's really racist.
We were gonna.
I wanted to say that God. I think that it's funny the way that Vera interacts with Andy. She kind of treats him like a mother or an older aunt or uncle would treat a small child. Like, oh Andy, you're so adorable. You know.
Can you see all these people I'm calling all at the same time? Can you see that on your stream?
I can.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
This is Cheryl Murkowski calling from the Hover Around Corporation, and you want to leave the mail? Say it. Say it.
You want anything in the mail?
Okay. Okay. Hello. Is anybody there?
Let's go in.
Who is that? Who is this?
Hello.
Who did? Who's?
Hello.
Who's there?
Hello. Gordon.
Video. Oh, there you go. Nope, you're jumping now, but I think you...
It's probably because I'm on so many different tracks. Is that Texas?
Fuck, is Andy's moving perfectly fluidly up there, but you're freezing.
Hello? So Vera, how did the manwich go?
Well, you do... And I don't at all want to get into any kind of serious conversation with this group of folks at this particular time, because that just spells trouble.
Which group? The Skype group or the audience?
The Skype group.
Uh-huh.
Anytime that you dread something and that you're really terrified of something, or think something is going to be disgustingly horrible, inevitably it turns out not to be so. So pretty much what I was describing yesterday as the most horrible aspects of the Manwich audition did not occur, but other horrible things did.
You mean
did you get raped?
Horrible and then, okay.
No, I didn't get raped, but instead of five guys in suits, it was two women from Manwich, one who was about 9.5 months pregnant, and another one who thought she was a Nazi. And the only one there auditioning for my time. I don't know if there were going to be other people coming later or earlier, but I was the only one there. But as in whole, I had to sing the fucking Manwich song about 90 times with getting direction from every goddamn angle possible, and it was really frustrating.
Andy,
what do you do?
Especially with somebody of your caliber and training to have to go through that and to not just get hired right out, you know?
I'm sorry, I have a lot of trouble understanding what you're saying because of your unusual voice.
Oh, maybe it's just because I'm too bad. Maybe you should just get off the phone. That might solve the problem.
Oh, I was invited, though.
It's hard to be such a confused personality. You know, like me, I'm a 25-year-old woman smoker on a 3/4 of the lung, and you are supposedly a man, yet you're called Vera, and you talk like a woman.
Uh-oh. Hello? 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 I'd swear, now this is, people are going to blame each other. Now this is terrible. Is anyone there? It says you're still there. Why don't I hear nothing? Hold on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Staying
my fault. You can go ahead and keep it.
So I will just persist and
talk. Okay, you're on again. You're on again.
You not.
Cheryl.
Pay attention to the fact that Matt is speaking. Hello?
What the fuck? What's going on?
I'm trying to enunciate so that you can better understand what I am saying.
Who is Serge?
I got that completely now.
Is that helpful for you?
That works out perfectly.
Excuse me.
No.
Who is Sir Giles Titteringham?
That's me.
And hi. And do you want anything in the mail?
You don't want anything in the mail.
Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at your website. These are some nice pictures you have here. From the Europride, London. Is that you?
Thank you. Lots of pictures of Pride events all over the world.
You have an unusual name, Sir Giles Titteringham. Do you know? Do you know Cheryl Murkowski?
I know.
Why?
She nannied my children for a short while.
Oh my God! And they're still alive.
Oh, hold on a second. I can manage children. I can do many things. I embarked from doing some of them by the laws of the United States and court order. The why?
Uh-huh.
Did you understand that?
Unfortunately, Murkowski's tenure as my children's nanny was terminated, and we went to legal proceedings.
Against Cheryl?
You aborted. Legally aborted your children.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
My God, what's going on here?
This is scary.
Okay, JT is trying to call, but I have to call you, JT. So stop trying to call me and I'll call you. Go ahead with your story about the nanny. I'm sorry, I'm doing 1,000 things. You can ignore me. No, she nannied your children. You got an abortion?
Like hours.
Retroactive abortion? And then they both died? I'm sorry, I'm not getting it all.
No, I don't think I said anything like that. I just said
okay. What did you say then? What?
Family retainer for a while. Looked after.
You're wearing a retainer? What?
I say.
I'm really confused here. I'm sorry, Sir Giles. When did you get knighted?
Hi, Matt. Just a few years ago.
For what? Why did they knight you? Who hurts? What's so funny?
Save a dollar on what?
What?
There's lots of people talking across me.
Okay. Now, you were saying...
Does Andy's hair look like Mo Howard?
What about Sir Giles? We were trying to find out how Sir Giles got his knighthood.
I served the term, sorry, services to Her Majesty.
Did you eat her out, even though you were gay?
My dear, I mix with all sorts of queens.
Well, he got his cyber one in the mail.
You want anything in the mail?
Andy got his cyber one in the mail, honey.
Ooh, sausage egg biscuit. I'm there.
The point is just for that.
Edge, that's not kosher.
So anyway, Sir Giles, what sort of services did you perform on the Queen? Do you see that I have you're not watching the program, I imagine, but I'm wearing my hat. I'm a lady. You can call me my lesbian.
My understanding was that you were Madge Yeasty, the Queen of Podcasting.
Well, there's like 20.
You don't want anything in the mail?
Yeah. No, the queen of podcasting is actually Adam Curry. I'm just a humble servant, my lord. My lesbian. Play it louder, Cheryl. Sir Jism, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Dude, somebody wants to know. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Do you know that joke over there? We have this joke here. You call a tobacco store and ask for Prince Albert in a can. You say, no, he'll be right out. Or something. No,
that sounds jolly funny, but I haven't heard it before.
We are in hilarious culture, actually. JT, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's not JT. You have a British accent.
No, I don't. I'm here.
Oh, do you know Sir Giles Titteringham?
I do not.
Do you know Antivera? And who's Full Life Consequences with the toilet paper? Is that person here on the phone?
Hello.
See, this is so weird. I don't know who anyone is, but I called you anyway. Do you know who I am? Stop picking your nose, Andy. Some of us are on video.
I know who you are.
Who?
I just can't figure out why Andy's video is so perfect. All over the place. It's like I'm in the room with Andy. Oh, Andy's leaving.
Andy, you have to turn down your video quality so it doesn't hog mine. Okay.
Andy's all we can see.
Oh, God, we're going to look at his hugeness. Get out the wide-angle lens, quick. Andy, if you're not going to show anything, I'm taking your video off because you're hogging my bandwidth. Bye.
Yeah, we can't see you at all. You're just a frozen blur.
I took Andy away. Is it better now? Oh, look, I just got a thing from Skype. Improve the quality of your conference call with the latest Intel Core Duo processor technology. Well, I have four of them on this computer. Does that help? No.
Jesus, what, have you got a quad?
Yes.
Or two quad?
Well, it's two. I have four cores in this computer, whatever that means. So I have two cores.
Is it a Q6600?
What does that mean?
It's the cheapest quad core.
We're at 66.
I don't know what it's a Macintosh. It's a Mac Pro that I'm running Windows on as an experiment, and it's failed.
Oh, you have a Xeon there? Yeah.
Who's talking? Everybody's British today. Vera, can you be British too?
British. Me too. I love the British.
God.
What? I'm not your lady. What did you say, Cheryl? Were you speaking in British accent?
I said I hate Vera.
Cheryl, you're just jealous because you got fired from Eat This Hut Show and she got hired for $0.
I was never hired.
I hired you and then Wanda fired you, remember?
Oh, no.
Denial.
No.
Oh, my God, I have this booger.
Taking over for that waif.
Listen.
I was taking over for that waif.
Reagan?
The Reagan Fox.
Listen.
The UX.
Vera, are you still there?
Listen.
Yes, I'm here, my dad.
I know you can do a British accent. Can you?
Yes, I can, darling.
Now, I would like Cheryl to be British, too. Thank you, Sir Giles. I appreciate your being here.
Hello. It's so nice to talk to you. Hello.
That's a great, great British accent.
What part of Britain are you from?
I could do voiceover work,
Shut up.
Experience as Vera. She has so much experience.
Cheryl, she's trying to have a dialogue with you. Answer her question. Please fire again, Vera.
I was inquiring as what part of Britain she is from.
Excuse me?
Your British answer in British talk. She asked you where you're from.
Boy.
Do it. It'll be funny. Oh. Come on. She said she wants to know where in Britain you're from.
She sounded black.
Cheryl, answer. Why can't you cooperate? This is going to be so funny if you do. I want you and Vera to have a British conversation. Nothing goes the way I want it to.
If it makes things fun.
Do it, Vera.
This is so interesting.
What do you want me to say? I've asked her five times what part of Britain she's from. She doesn't want to answer me. That's fine. I shan't pursue the matter anymore.
Something with the Kingsley or Brighton hams or ham in the bone.
There's obviously some amount of mental illness going on here. She can't communicate rationally.
She said she's from Ham on the Bone.
Oh, from Ham on the Bone. That's the lovely Oceanside community in the north of England.
Nottingham on the Bone. Is that where you're from?
Nottingham on the Bone.
Y'all. I get a hate.
They do have the most interesting accents.
Cheryl is a diverse performer.
And all of us can sound black.
Cheryl, can you do any kind of accent? Maybe a Chinese? JT hung up on us.
My name is Chinese Man. I am Smoky Chinese Man. I like children, smoky Chinese children, no age of consent in China, Mokai.
Hey, full-time consequences, I don't know who you are, but I have to hang up on you even though I called you, because we're getting too much.
I have no idea either.
Okay. I don't know why I called all these people. All it does is suck up the bandwidth. Anyway, that's the end of my experiment. Windows Vista sucks. It offers no improvement and only annoyances for me. Sorry. Because when I add all these people, it's nice that it lets me do all these people at the same time like an orgy. But the problem is, it takes up all the bandwidth when you do it. Hello?
Bring Andy.
I'll put Andy on Skype. I don't want him on the video again because he was taking up too much. Go ahead and do the video again.
Most of you don't have jobs and don't have anything that you have to do besides watch The View. I actually and get some work done.
Okay, Andy's coming. Shut up. Hold on, Andy. Oh, goddamn this fucking thing. Hold on. My Skype video's enabled. I don't want that. Add to conference. Andy, I'm going to call you. Hang up, please. And where'd this fucking chat room go? Oh. Where'd the chat... I lost everyone? Vera? Someone? Pampa? I lost everyone. Damn it. Create conference. Here we go. Remove. Okay, Vera. And then we have that fucking dyke. Andy Mountain. He's not really a dyke.
I'm here, darling.
Okay.
Hello.
I don't know what happened to LaRilch. Somehow everyone got hung. Did you get hung up on Vera?
I got hung up on, but she's saying she's got to go do stuff, so she's left.
Yeah, but I want to get her to say goodbye so she can be a little bit more annoying, and then she can go.
Is it possible?
Not at all. But this is for a world record of annoying throat talkers. She does a good British accent. Oh.
Please state your name after the tone, and Grand Central will try to reach the subscriber.
Clitorica Brown. You have no idea what I really was going to say. You don't want to go there. I do censor myself all the time. Can you imagine?
Can't imagine what it would be like uncensored.
Hello, Clitorica Brown.
Cheryl, I just didn't want to be rude and hang up on you. Do you want anything in the mail?
Somebody coming for my stick services.
Do you want anything in the mail?
Anything in the mail?
Just do this for me, and you can hang up. I know you're bougie, but can you just turn up the you got it in the mail thing and play it over and over again, and then eventually just hang up?
Sounds really fun.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like the things that you do all the time.
That's right. Louder. I can't hardly hear it. Louder.
And
I don't hear nothing.
Oh, my Jesus.
Uh-huh. You want to talk, Andy?
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that.
I have to record my show today. Should I mention this?
That's fine, Sharon.
Suck my scrotum.
I can't find the one with the...
mail.
Oh, here it is.
We don't want anything in the mail.
We don't want anything in the mail. Big fat heavy dice.
We don't want anything in the mail. We don't want anything in the mail.
I need to do a show today, Sharon.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
We don't want anything in the mail.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
It's like getting in trouble with your parents for playing with bad kids.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
Very careful.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
I think the vacuum cleaner sounds so much better than that.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench. Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
I know that.
Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench. Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
I couldn't help it. Big fat heavy dice
with cunt stench. Big fat heavy dice with cunt stench.
I think
big
I just
fat
died.
Heavy dice with cunt stench.
Get on by the signet.
Big.
Oh, really?
It's that mohawk haircut, baby.
That's my heart.
Was he a Stooges fan?
Probably.
Sudden fright. Tight undergarment. Prolonged bicycle or horseback riding. Can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Things just please don't do that to each other. Masturbation is a normal sex outlet, but should not be.
You don't want anything in the mail. You don't want anything in the mail. You don't want anything in the mail.
It's over when Cheryl stops. It's over when Cheryl stops. It's on her.
Dear God, I've got things.
Okay,
I have to
do. Okay, it's over, and there's nothing else to talk about. I think. I think we've all outstayed our lack of welcome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank God.
Unless Vera, did you want to talk about the man winch, or are we just going to save that for? We better.
No,
save
I pretty
this.
Much covered it. I mean, it was grueling, and
did you get it?
Sure. Cheryl's big. Oh, I won't. You don't know right away, darling. I have to wait.
Well, I just want to say one thing. In all seriousness, when people write about this in the chat room, on the comments, Steve Harris, please don't type the word man, which use a generic term like Chris Weigel, like Sloppy Joe. We don't want the man, which people to search and find this.
Oh, dear Christ, yes. Oh, my God.
Right, because a man, which is a drag queen, but a sandwich is a mortgage. Is something like that?
I think we've got some manwich in the kitchen.
You're so... Now, don't make me go all evil and shit. Just practice your ho-ho delivery, and we'll get back to you and see how you're doing, Andy.
Right.
Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate that. I don't know what I ever did to you.
Cheryl, the reason I hung up on you is that was a part of our agreement. Help, I'm going to die someday.
No, thank you, Sharon.
Suck my scrotum until the vein burst.
Everybody else here likes it, though. It's so nasty.
Okay, I'm going to go. I need to play a song.
Prank
that's
calls, podcast, stink hair, Andy Milton, blubber cunt, cancer, Cheryl Murkowski, cunny cunt, gastric bypass, hover around,
we wear Birkenstock.
Which is the song
I'm
that Howard Stern was playing?
Insurance, Lips, Madge Weinstein, Ma'am Witch.
Oh, that's the one.
Medicaid, so Medicare,
we wear Birkenstock.
Bye, guys. The song show's ending after I play this, so bye.
We drive pickup trucks.
You can keep talking, Andy. I'm just telling you, I'm going to hang up on you with the song.
We've all got an aunt who's a lesbian.
Why are you going to hang up on me?
Oh, please don't do that to me, Jack. Lesbian.
Fucking whore.
Brings
nobody wants to be my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. We don't eat red meat except some of the time. Lesbian.
Talk, Andy.
I am talking, you stupid thing.
Lesbian.
Talk,
we don't
more.
Dip real well. Ooh.
Talking.
Fine. When is Brother Love coming over? You gotta answer me that. You never did answer me that.
Okay, now here's a special verse for all the non-lesbians out
there.
Do it
now.
That's me. That's right. Even
fine, I'll go back to Bicycle Mark.
We wish we could
big
be
fat
lesbians.
Heavy dice.
Or Chris Weigel. or Steve Harris.
Join a softball team.
Or Alden. Or let's see who else is cute.
But we're not tough enough. But we're not tough enough.
Please don't.
Well, I'm not going to talk if you're not going to acknowledge me, Steve.
We can chat together.
That's right.
Good. How you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, I had this tough morning. I had to get a shot.
God, I know that stupid whore. Don't you just get so sick and tired of her? I mean, she has become so stale.
I feel so sorry for her. That's the only reason I keep coming back. I mean, she's got to have some watching her. Otherwise, she's going to go off the deep edge and fly out that 90-story put it on YouTube. That'll be the only time she'd ever be a hit on YouTube. She just jumped right out the window with the camera on her. Like a glove then with big old lot of hits. You'd get a lot of hits.
Maybe we would get the residuals. Abortion, sex
fun. It's possible. I mean, just we could maybe put it on our channel, with you know, and just say the death of a lesbian. Fingers, and, abortion, sex fun. Put some really good music.
Death of a lesbian like music
behind it. Put some good music behind it, and then a lot of Listwood. You know, music and Listwood, because that's never been done before. Like a mashup, you know, with a lot of repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
Do you want anything in the mail?
Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing.
This is the wrap-up show. Since Chris doesn't do them anymore. Yeah. So, do you have anything? Oh, damn it, I can't do it.
Try, Andy, try.
Do you have any observations about this show from today?
I think Madge seems very angry.
What do you think she's angry about, dear?
I don't know. I think it's anger spillover. From maybe
anger spillover.
That would be great too if we put anger spillover over and over and over and over again.
And over and over. Girdle. I mean,
anger spillover. Anger spillover. I didn't marry a finger.
I know. It's either. Well, it looks like Trotsky at least got a nap out of it. He looks like he's waking up now.
I gotta listen to the production and do this again.
Dude, that's a good song, at least.
Hope you're happy. Dude, this can Andy and Vera do the show when you go out of the country, man? Yeah, we'd be a great team, Andy. Of all.
Oh, yeah.
There is an
goodbye, Andy and Vera. We're leaving with Wicked.
Believe nothing she says. She's evil. Responsible for the mutilation of these.
It's a special recording.
Poor innocent.
One you haven't turned.
Her green skin is but an outward manifestorium of her twisted nature. This distortion, this repulsion, this wicked witch!
Don't be afraid. I'm not. It's the wizard who should be afraid. Me.
Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. Before it's too late. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know, but I don't want it. No,
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. And you can pull me down. You're having delusions of grandeur. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
In the name of the brain,
I'm there. What are you doing? Stop it. That's what started off in the first place, that hideous levitation spell. Stop! Where are your wings? Maybe you're not as powerful as you think you are. Sweet Oz!
I told you, Glinda.
Didn't I tell you?
Bash it in! That's the battering ramekin!
Get on.
What?
Come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glinda dreams the way we planned them. We work in tandem. There's no fight we cannot win. Does he learn life defying gravity? With you and I defying gravity,
they'll never bring us down. Well, are you coming?
I feel like we're doing the director's commentary on a DVD.
Yes, on the DVD.
Here.
Oh, this scene was wonderful. The day that we shot this scene, it was so wonderful because Madge was at her best. She was at the height of her talent. She was on her game, on the mark. Unfortunately, she was still so ugly that we couldn't take any photos of her because it was frightening the children.
You too.
I remember her yelling at the children, telling them that she was going to eat them and put them in her oven.
Yes, the wonderful use of
I hope you're happy in the end.
Okay, I don't think you can hear us.
You're happy.
No, I can hear us on the playback. We're there.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Sir.
There she is! Don't let her get away!
No, wait. It's not her! She had nothing to do with it!
We're going
I'm the
to
one you want!
Madge
it's
mashup.
Me! Elfie! It's me!
It's all Madge!
to fly. And am I flying so low?
At least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me.
Oh my Jesus.
Tell them how.
Oh, honey. Ooh, la la. Is that a belt? Or is just that a reflection?
And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me
wedding I went to. You remember? I told you, beautiful wedding, perfect couple. The perfect couple are going to be annulled. Yeah, no, wait a minute. You will not believe this story.
Please be very careful.
Dear, they had a beautiful wedding.
Matt just doing a mashup.
The honeymoon, no fights. Even the two mothers agreed where they should go.
Oh, it's crap, what's her name? Betty Walker.
And Dr. Liss were together. This is just inspired.
Divine.
How does she think of these things?
She's marvelous, dear. She's marvelous. She's got a mind of her own, and it's so amazing. So talented.
That never be heard before material.
I didn't marry a penis either. Penis either. Penis either.
Statler and Waldo from the Muppets. I'm old enough, Andy's not.
I don't get that reference.
There were a couple of old grinning puppets that sat in the box and just made fun of Fozzie Bear constantly.
I remember the Muppets, but I don't remember a whole lot about them.
But I'll know one thing.
Sounds like Dr. Liswood is building. So I go there, and I get the middle seat. I'm stuck with the middle seat. And I look, and there is this woman staring up at me with ass oozing. Really, a foot of ass is oozing onto both sides of her. And the things stink like,
oh my Jesus,
like a 30-year-old girl that fills a fish. So this woman, I can't tell you, is she farting?
I can't take turns because it interferes with my medication. It doesn't let the thyroid medication absorb into my blood.
So I go there.
Yes, for 5 hours. I can take it after 4 or 5 hours.
And look, and there is this woman staring up at me with ass.
You know, all of this is going to come back to haunt us, Andy, because he's
using
this recording of hers. And the things stink like a 30-year-old jar of gefilte fish. So this woman, I couldn't tell what, is she farting or is it your vagina? It's like it was rotating stench.
I'm being asked if I could be taken into the woods. Should I be scared?
The plane. So I go there, and I get the middle seat. I'm stuck with the middle seat. And I look, and there is this woman staring up at me with ass oozing. Probably a foot of ass is oozing onto both sides of her. And the things stink like a 30-year-old jar of gefilte fish.
I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lies. If you want your sister courted, brother wed, or cheese imported, just leave everything to me. If you want your roof inspected, eyebrows tweezed, or bills collected, just leave everything to me. If you want your daughter dated or some marriage consummated for a rather modest fee,
If you want a husband spotted, boyfriend traced, or chicken potted, I'll arrange for making all arrangements. Just leave everything to me. If you want your ego bolstered, muscles toned, or chair upholstered, just leave everything to me. Charming social introductions, expert mandolin instructions, just leave everything to me. If you want your culture rounded, French improved, or torso pounded with a 10-year guarantee. If you want a birth recorded, collies bred, or kittens boarded, I'll proceed to plan the whole procedure. Just leave everything to me.
Where to, Dolly?
Yonkers, New York, to handle a highly personal matter for Mr. Horace Van de Gelder, the well-known unmarried half a millionaire.
Gonna marry him yourself, Dolly?
Why, Mr. Sullivan, whatever put such a preposterous idea into my head? Your head. If you want a law abolished, jewelry, suede, or toenails polished, just leave everything to me. If you want your liver tested, glasses made, cash invested, just leave everything to me. If you want your children cotton corsets, boulder furs, remodeled, or some nice fresh rigazine. If you want your bustle shifted, breading planned, or bosom lifted, don't be ashamed, girls, life is full of secrets and I keep 'em. I'll discreetly use my own discretion.